Steve, we have the chairman's intention today is to present a dash 7 amendment. I'd like you to present that amendment and orient the committee.
Mr. Chair, members, you should have in front of you Senate Bill 260-7. It corresponds to Run 10 that you have seen before. And it deals with the phase-in of ESD equalization. In broad terms, Sections 1 to 8 deal with the phase-in period. Sections 9 and 10 deal with permanent equalization after the phase-in up to that. Sections 11 to 18 are mostly administrative and technical changes. Excuse me. Sections 19 to 23 deal with the resolution process at 90%. Sections 24 to 26 deal with the competitive bidding language that you have seen before. Section 27 establishes an interim task force to study ESD services and deficiencies in the availability of those services. And Section 28 to 33, after the full phase-in to equalization, repeals the Grant and Wallowa local equalization with their component districts. That's the broad outline. And then, if you like, I can go into more detail section by section within that framework.
Aye.
Do you want to go into the detail?
Yes, please.
Okay. It's a five-year plan. Sections 2 has the definitions that are involved in the bill. Section 3 deals with the phase-in and sets the base amount as the higher of the prior year dollars per weighted student or the total dollars for the ESD district. So you have two comparisons to make, and the base amount becomes the higher of those two. And that's spelled out then on page 3 for the succeeding years through 2004-05. So you're dealing with the first 4 years setting the base. Section 4 sets the target amount as being the total dollars for K-12 and ESD. This is the split between how much K-12 districts get, how much ESDs get of the total state dollars and local dollars available. And the end point of that process is to have a 95% for K-12 and 5% for ESDs. The process then is to take the portion that the K-12 ESDs have and give the ESD a percent of that amount, and you'll see those percents then towards the middle of page 4. With the end result being 5% of the total ESDs, but that 5% is calculated as 5.2% of the 95%. The reason for doing it that way was so that we didn't have to do a lot of changes in other statutes that refer to the general purpose grant for the K-12 distribution. Section 5 defines the gap as the difference between the base and the target. Section 6, beginning at the bottom of page 4, top of page 5, lists the percentages of the gap that have to be either added or subtracted to the base amount to bring those that are above the target down and those that are below the target up. Section 7 then has the formula itself with the base adjustment where you're reducing the base amount by the base adjustment for those that you're bringing down, and you're adding to the base adjustment to the base for those that are bringing up. Sub C is the Grant and Wallowa exception, where they stay with their base amount minus local revenues. So if there's no movement up or down for them during the phase-in period. And then you have some other language there in Section 7 that has to be corrected with the one-page handout that was brought to you. Basically, it sets a floor of $700,000, which increases to $1 million over the phase-in time period. That was to provide a minimum for Lake ESD. And then beginning in Section 9, you have the permanent equalization language, which is basically the 95-5 split, and the ESDs having As listed on page 7, 5.263% of the 95% going to K-12, which is equivalent to 5% of the full amount, or 100%. That was, again, for minimizing the drafting required to make that change. Then on page 8, sections 11, the other point, section 10, makes the permanent portion operative July 1, 2005. And so the phase-in parts of the bill become repealed. The permanent equalization takes effect. And then in section 11, starts with the administrative provisions that have to be carried over. They're actually in effect this biennium, but they're in temporary legislation, so they have to be continued. And then you have some other changes dealing with clarity and technical changes that last for several pages. And then through on page 17, at the top of the page, you have language that is added or deleted dealing with the Grant and Wallawa ESD equalization, local equalization process, which ends beginning with the permanent equalization year. Then on page 18, you have the amendment sections dealing with the resolution services and the 90% language of the amounts, both of the state school fund and the local revenues of the ESD, are subject to the 90% resolution requirement. On page 19, beginning in sections 24, you have the competitive bid services language, where ESDs that have more than 20,000 weighted students have to let out for bids contracts that would normally be provided by other ESDs or school districts. Section 26 has the same language, only it applies to school districts, again with the 20,000 weighted student count, so that you would have Portland, Salem, Beaverton, Hillsborough, and Eugene affected by that amendment. And there's 8 ESDs that are above the 20,000 for their language for requiring competitive bidding. And then on page 21, section 27 is the interim task force language, setting up the 17-member task force and giving them the duties in line 28, the interim task force shall create a definition of comparable services, catalog services, and so on, identify deficiencies in services. Then in section 8 at the bottom of page, section 28, bottom of page 22, is the repeal of the Grant and Wallawa local equalization process. And that then takes you through the end of the bill, except for the captions and emergency clause on the last few pages.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Vice Chairman, question.
Steve, I know there's a real clear answer to this in my mind. Just foggy today. On page 3, continued on the page 4. Why do the percentages decrease? They kind of jump up on you and then they decrease.
That was because of the way that was trying to mimic the current dollars that were set aside in the governor's budget that was available for ESDs compared to the total dollars for both K-12 and ESDs. And so that percentage didn't work out to be an increase in that second year. So if it wasn't tied to what's the dollars that are expected to be available with the governor's budget allocation between K-12 and ESD, that could be a consistently decreasing percentage.
So effectively, this process with the formula puts us in place so the next governor, whoever that is, will have to recognize the next increment of closing the gap.
Yes. Yeah, that was part of the challenge of drafting this, is to deal with each of the years during the phase-in process, mm-hmm. rather than doing it 2 years at a time.
Further questions? Senator Chesney.
I have a question. So just to get clarification, on page 22, the repeal of the tax equalization requirement for certain counties, so that means that there would be an exemption to we're asking other, all the other districts to address equalization except for the, two grant and allow that are cited in this section 28. Is that what it is?
No. This only applies to Grant and Wallowa counties that now do a local equalization with their component school district.
Ah, okay.
Right, so at the end of the phase-in period, when you're at full permanent equalization, that process goes away.
Ah, okay.
But we have Senator Castillo with kind of an antique equalization formula. He thought that attacking that additional question at the same time we're trying to move toward equalization in this bill would probably not be wise.
Okay.
But eventually, that system needs to be sunsetted. Okay. It does need to go away. So this puts it out into the future just a little bit. Other questions?
Mr. Chair?
Ma'am?
I was wondering if we could call Ozzie Rose forward to ask him to comment on the Dash 7s. I know that there has been an agreement reached on some on another proposal, and I'd like to hear what he has to say about the Dash 7s.
Well, actually, Senator Castillo, it wasn't the intention of the chair to have additional testimony, additional amendments, additional runs, additional debate. We have been working on this bill since January. It's now the middle of May. The chairman's intention is to move this Dash 7 amendment into the bill with an additional correction that we've discovered, because it's the chairman's belief that this incorporates most of the good work that was done by Dr. Campbell and offers, I think, the best balance for rural and urban ESDs. Mm-hmm. However, the chairman is well aware that at this late date there's been some closure that is purported to be 100%. I can guarantee you that it's close.